I know there's a lot of preparation behind this for your group that has come from Singapore. I know that you've been preparing for this for quite some time. What have you been doing in the lead up to Madrid?
We've been having once a month monthly meditations at the center, and we also inform ourselves of the happenings through the website. We form a Facebook group to deal with logistics, especially the t-shirts, things to bring, things like that. For spiritual preparations, of course, we're doing meditations. We try to learn Spanish, and it's not very successful. And also learn about Spanish culture, the geography, the history. We are very fortunate to have actually a Spanish priest with us, Father Joe Lopez, and also one of the Opus Dei Numerary, who's also the youth director for the Opus Dei Center in Singapore.
How did you get involved in your local church or with Opus Dei? Were you always a person of faith? Was faith always important in your life? Talk to us a little bit about your own personal journey.
Oh, my personal journey. Right. I was so-called introduced to the Christian faith at the age of about 14. Before that, I was, you could say, so pagan, followed the traditional religions of the Singapore, which is Buddhism, Taoism, and introduced to the Christian faith by a Protestant, Methodist, at the age of 14. So, like most Protestants, you just instantly become a Christian and then believe in Jesus, go for church camps, Bible studies, attend services, things like that. So at about the age of 18, along the way, I sort of realized what the Catholic faith is about. I started attending novenas. At a point in time, I didn't really know what the difference was between the Catholic and the Protestants. So I and my family, miraculously, decided to join RCIA in one of our parishes, the nearest parish, which is a Church of the Risen Christ in 98. And the RCIA journey was also a story in itself. I swung from being a Protestant to an anti-Catholic Protestant, where I questioned things like, you know, what do you have to Pope, what do you pray to Mary, things like that. And I guess one of the life-changing books I read was by Carl Keating, American. Wrote the book called Fundamentalism and Catholicism. Basically explained everything away, why the Protestants are like that and what the Catholics believe in. So swung from being a staunch anti-Catholic Protestant to a staunch pro-Catholic Orthodox. So was baptized in 98. And ever since then, pretty much been very involved in church, in youth ministry, write for the local Catholic news. Only in recent years, I became interested in Opus Dei, maybe 5-6 years ago, before the Da Vinci Code.
This is a question I have to ask. You had a very interesting faith journey altogether, someone who discovered, you know, the Christian faith quite late on, and then from the Christian faith chose the Catholic faith, which today a lot of people would say puts a lot of restrictions on young people, and then within the Catholic faith became a member of the Opus Dei community. And it has a quite a negative reputation outside the church circles. What was in Opus Dei that drew you to it? And not why do you think Opus Dei has such a bad reputation, but what do people not understand about Opus Dei when they judge it from books such like as the Da Vinci Code and the bad press that it gets?
I wouldn't say I'm a member of Opus Dei. To be a member, you need to be either a numerary or a priest. So I guess I'm just a supporter of from the books that I read about Opus Dei and for the website, I believe it's rather misunderstood as an organization. Probably because for example, in Singapore, a lot of activities is spread through word of mouth and not really through the press or in the parish. So, and of course, with the Da Vinci Code, a lot of people further misunderstood what Opus Dei stands for. But if this is similar to my faith journey in the Catholic faith. From the outside, you think the Catholic faith is restrictive, you can't do this, you can't do that. But if you read the theology, you read what it actually stands for, it all makes sense, really, to really follow Christ, to really follow the true church. It always is and can ever be the Catholic Church. So, and in within the Catholic Church, I find that Opus Dei holds to a lot of the Orthodox practices and traditions of the Church, the Angelus, the examination of conscience, and the very Orthodox, obviously, dressing, and the masses that they conduct, everything is done in a proper and traditional and Orthodox manner. Unlike a lot of the liberal parishes that I see in Singapore and, of course, in the States, I think they hold to many of the good traditions that the Catholic Church has, including things like kneeling at communion, receiving on the tongue, and a lot of the practices that they teach are very traditional and Orthodox. So if you really want to find the true church, it's Catholic Church. When you find the true practice, it is Opus Dei.
So you don't think there's much room within the Catholic Church for other opinions regarding the Catholic faith?
The only opinion that everyone should have should adhere to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And Opus Dei follows very closely to the Catechism. A lot of the liberal groups waver away from that, things, issues on homosexuality, the celibacy of priesthood, women priests, abortion. So it's a lot of liberal Catholic groups are going away from the true teachings of Christ.
So, this is what I find very interesting, is speaking to a lot of the pilgrims who are here in World Youth Day, is the fact that from nations such as Singapore, but also from the global areas such as Asia and Africa and Latin America, again and again I'm coming across young people who are looking for the practice of the faith that's closer to the roots of the faith, who are very well versed and very well educated, not only about the catechism of the Catholic Church, but also regarding, canon law, dogma, theology. And when I meet young people, their peers from Europe, this knowledge of the faith seems to be lacking. Do you think young Asian Christians and Catholics who are very committed to their faith can help the European Church, which seems to be a little bit more jaded and older?
Yeah, I think even during the World Youth Day, I see many pilgrims from Europe not taking, the activities seriously, like during Mass or during catechism. They don't seem to be really paying attention. It's quite curious because where I come from, we are quite disciplined. And also, obviously, within Opus Dei, we are very disciplined. And when we came over here, some of the European priests, even from Opus Dei, observed us during Mass and doing some of our meditations, and they were very surprised that we were disciplined as it is, as compared to what they see in Europe here.
Do you think that sometimes people from so-called developed countries, from first world countries, from emancipated societies, have a misunderstanding of the idea of being disciplined in your faith? Misunderstand why it's important for someone to be disciplined in their faith and the way they pray, because it actually helps in prayer. Do you think it's a fear of discipline?
I think it's a Western culture to be liberal, to choose freedom. But in many of the Pope's writings, discipline is really freedom. I mean, we know what is the way to go, and we choose the way to go, and we are free to choose this way to be disciplined. It really helps in our faith. If you're going to come to Mass and sleep and leave early or come late, then what's the point of being there?
What are you looking forward to most about this World Youth Day experience? I mean, you've been to Sydney, you know what it's about. You know about the morning Mass that begins your day. You know the catechism during the morning that you listen to from one of the leaders of the World Church. You know about the working sessions in the afternoon, the moments of prayer and reflection and meditation with other pilgrims. But what for you is the highlight of the World Youth Day experience? Looking at it not only from a personal experience of meeting other people, but perhaps even from the events themselves, is there any one particular event that is extremely important to you from a point of view of your faith?
I think for myself and a lot of pilgrims, obviously the highlight of it is meeting the Pope. In Sydney, the highlight obviously was the vigil mass at the end, the final mass, where we slept overnight in the open air, and then meeting the Pope at the final mass. I think that was probably the highlight for me in the past World Youth Day, and probably it still is for this World Youth Day. Of course, the experience of it, of being here over the last few days and in the days to come, is meeting the international pilgrims from all over the world. I think it's very important for myself and for the people, for my country and from other countries, to meet the Universal Church, to meet pilgrims of from all over the world, the young people with the same struggles in life, similar at least, to be able to see that the church is not just them. It's not just them in their country, and it's not in a certain culture or certain practice, but there are all sorts of practices all over the world, different young people. Being here in Europe, when I go to the Immortal Marian shrines in Zaragoza, Torres Vedras, and Montserrat, I can see the real Christian roots of Europe. From hundreds of years where the emperors built huge shrines and basilicas here. And we never have that, we don't have that in Singapore. Your worst looking church in Europe is still better looking than our cathedral in Singapore. Maybe because we don't have the money and the resources to do it, when probably in Europe we managed to have it during the time of the dynasties and when you still have kings and queens. So it's very interesting to see magnificent basilicas and shrines here in Europe for the past few days. And it's very enriching for me.
Getting to know the roots of your faith.
Yeah, getting to see the roots of my faith. Reflecting on it, really is a whole experience in World Youth Day. For the past few days, some things didn't happen according to plan. And yeah, one interesting story I could tell you was that I've been using GPS navigation through Spain, and our car broke down one day at the side of the road. We were like waiting for a replacement vehicle, and so happened that a group of Italian nuns and priests came over and asked us for directions, and I was able to find their hostel in the middle of the night for like at about 11 plus p.m. Through GPS. And then a few minutes later, our replacement car came, and we were able to guide them to the hostel, and they were lost for an hour or so, I think. They drove all the way from Italy. It was, not the plan, but it was very interesting.